lying on her side, the drip of her blood on the wooden slats the only sound she could hear. Sophie waited to die. Her arm dangled off the end of the dock. Tears slid along her cheeks. Everything hurt. She'd known this would happen if she pushed too far, demanded too much power as she had tonight. The first light always hurt so much worse than electricity, charred her insides, even as it left her craving more of its potent power. There was nothing left inside her now, not one spark of power, and no one was coming to save her. Footsteps thudded on the dock, rattling her body. Sophie bit her lip against the flashing pain. Polished black boots stopped inches from her nose. Sophie shifted her good eye upward. The hind's face peered down.
"Naughty girl," the hind said, "electrocuting my dreadwolves."
She ran an amber eye over Sophie.
"What remarkable power you have, and what a remarkable power your brother has, downing my Omega boats. It seems all the legends about your kind are true."
Sophie said nothing. The hind smiled slightly.
"Tell me who you pass the intel to, and I will walk off this dock and let you live. I'll let you see your darling little brother."
Sophie said through stiff lips, "No one." The hind merely said,
"Let's go for a ride, Sophie Renast."
The dreadwolves bundled Sophie into a nondescript boat. No one spoke as it sailed out to sea. Only when they were far from the shore did the hind lift a hand. The engines cut off, and the boat bobbed in the waves.
"Since your brother has bestowed such a death upon a multitude of imperial soldiers, this will be an apt punishment for you,"
the hind said.
"I'll ask you again. With whom did you share the intelligence you collected before you went to Kavala?"
Sophie felt the ache of her missing fingernails. She gritted out,
"I told you, no one." "Very well, then."
The hind pointed to the water.
"You know how this ends."
A dreadwolf, a hulking, dark-haired male, objected, sneering,
"We'll get it out of her."
The hind didn't so much as look at him.
"I'm not wasting my time on this."
It was all the hind needed to say. The wolves hauled Sophie onto a platform off the boat's back. They knelt at her feet and bound them together with chains weighted with lead blocks. Sophie couldn't stop her shaking, tried to remember the kiss of the air, the scent of the sea, the gray of the sky before dawn. She would not see the sunrise, only minutes away. She'd never see another one again. She had taken the beauty and simplicity of living for granted. How she wished she'd savored it more, every single moment. The hind prowled closer.
"Any last words?"
Sophie smiled crookedly.
"Go to hell."
The frigid water hit her like a bomb blast, and then the lead at her feet grabbed all that she was and might have been and pulled her under.